Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is September the 20th, 2025, and we're on episode 66. Not Route 66, but episode 66. But today's episode will be good as a trip on Route 66, I promise you. Allegedly. Alessandra and I were talking before we came on air, and we were talking about loss. And loss can come in many shapes and forms. It could be loss of your health. It could be loss of a loved one, employment, possessions, material things, relationships. And we thought that it would be a good question to ask, how does loss affect your creative work? Alessandra, how does loss affect your creative work?
Well, loss can be an absolute showstopper. You could have it all together, like with the finish line in view on a project, and loss can hit your life like a freight train, and it can take all that momentum and just blow it the hell apart. Loss is something that against it, we can feel or perceive that we're powerless, that we have no control, that we couldn't cause what happened or limit what happened or reverse what happened. Loss is a stinker, and it can bring the creative process to a standstill. Loss is one of those things that is also highly defining about who you are as a person, the priority that a creative work project has taken in your life, but it can also define what a community is. So Creative Work Hour was formed on July 1st of 2021, and we didn't really know what exactly it was going to be. We knew it was for people who wanted to get together in the interest of advancing their own creative work, that it wasn't going to be anything that we had ever experienced before. It was going to be something new, and we didn't know what that something new was going to be. But what happened straight away was we found that even though the community is small, tiny even, that our members, when things in life happen, that this would be the first place that they would come. And what I mean by coming here into this place, Creative Work Hour, is a daily online community that is available whether you need it or not. What we say is that we see you when we see you. So if you're working on something and you want the community support while you're working, we check in at the very beginning of the hour, and then we all go to work on whatever that is. It's not a table read. It's just where we're doing the work alongside everybody else. So if you're thinking about maybe when you were in school, if you had friends and you go to the library together so that you could get work done, it's a little bit like that. But what we noticed is that, say, someone who had a very high level job at a tech company, like for 18 years, got fired. And the first place that they came was not home, was not the bar. They logged on because we were in session. Someone else got a scary diagnosis. The first thing that they did was they didn't go home. They didn't go to a bar. They didn't go shopping. They came here. We were in session. Most recently, someone had a loss of a loved one. We were not in session when it happened. But there's an asynchronous piece of Creative Work Hour, which is held on Discord. So if things are happening between the daily sessions, people will show up there if something wonderful happens or if something terrible happens. And so we're able to support each other with a very light touch on a daily basis as needed, so that when things happen, when things in life do fall apart, when there's a loss, however severe or not so bad in the scheme of things, but it's still a loss, that we're here and we can support synchronously and asynchronously. And that's just who we are.
Thank you, Alessandra. As I said earlier, loss can come in many shapes and forms. Loss of a marriage, your health, your home, your employment. I've experienced all of those losses and many more besides. And loss can also bring on its own problems, stress, anxiety, depression. A lot of suicides are a result of loss, usually loss of a loved one, but it can employment and health as well. And I've gone through a lot of those losses alone, but I don't have to go through losses alone anymore because I've got a family around me called Creative Work Hour. And I say family because it really is family of choice. I can share good things, I can share bad things, and I know that people will rally around me. And I've also seen people share on Discord, which is our asynchronous community, as Alessandra said. And when we're not in session, I've seen people jump on and say, hey, do you want to get on a call? You know, I've got, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. And I've seen people kind of be there for one another in that way and support each other in many ways, shapes or form. I'm going to add some resources to the show notes just in case you're experiencing loss. It'll be some grief and loss resources and the 988 crisis line if you are in crisis and experience a loss. But what I want you to know is that you're not alone, and loss does affect your creative work. Loss can leave you empty, hollow, and feelings are meaningless. And things that you used to enjoy, you may not enjoy anymore. You may find it hard to be creative. But the most important thing is that you're not alone. You know, the suicide crisis line, you don't have to be just suicidal in order to call them. You can call there if you don't have, in the absence of somebody else, if you don't have a friend, a family or relative, for whatever the reasons might be, you can call there and say, look, I just need someone to talk to. I'm not suicidal, but I'm in a bad place right now. Can we just talk? And they will talk to you. They will do that. You know, let that be a resource for you. But yeah, loss and creativity. Devon, for you, when we ask that question, how does loss affect your creative work? What comes to mind for you, Devon?
That it totally depends on the scope of the loss. A minor loss might fuel more what I'll call higher level creativity or continuation of that because I want to distract myself from it. If it's a big loss, if it's a can't look around it, can't compartmentalize it, it's just there like a lead blanket on you all the time, that kind of a loss, then what I often do is I have to reduce the complexity of my creative work. I'm not going to do any higher level sort of content creation, but I will continue to do something creative, but it may be very, very simple. It may be crafting memes or sending the perfect gift to someone. I consider that a creative work if I'm searching for the perfect gift to send to someone in response to what something they have posted. And I've often distracted myself from grief by doing things like that, but that's like as much as I can do in those kinds of heavy loss situations. And depending on where the particular loss falls, I may do a combination of all those things. So yeah, loss certainly has an effect, but in my experience, the creativity continues on. Now, there may be a degree of loss I haven't experienced yet that is a complete and utter showstopper, but so far, the losses I've experienced, I've always been kept doing something creative. And then it's almost a measure of how am I recovering? How well am I recovering from the loss? Measured by how much is my creative work improving or moving forward into higher degree levels of output.
Thank you, Devon. I'm glad you mentioned that because it reminds me of how kindness factors into loss. And, you know, if you're hurting and you're struggling, try doing something for somebody else. It can be a real help to you as well. Shadows, when we ask the question, how does loss affect your creative work? What comes to mind for you?
Well, it usually goes to hell in a handbasket.
You have any more thoughts on that? Care to elaborate?
That about sums it up.
Alessandra, interesting discussion. And that kindness element really comes in as well. I'm glad Devon brought that up. It really does.
Well, what I can say about that is there's loss and accessing the belonging and the safety of, well, a group like this. And the group for the listeners may be something similar, something vastly different, or could be an assortment of things. What I have noticed that, and I love what Devon talked about in the recovery of loss, is that while recovering, you know, today, as you said, is the 20th of September, and it was 1 month ago today that I took that hell of a fall where I caught myself, so there was no head injury. I could still walk, you know, I was kind of bruised up and swollen, but I could still walk. But this left hand was crushed. Right. So the loss of my being able to play and participate as a classical clarinetist on the recording, I was going to the next day. I mean, really, really tough because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know to what extent I would be able to recover. So now a month later, I have more information, and some of that I like, some of that I don't like, some of that is a gain, some of that is a loss. But this community and you and Devin and Shadows and a few others have been there to aid in my recovery from this loss. And like what Devin was saying, just the right meme. So Shadows has this thing, and she always catches me off guard with it, but she will send me just the right kitten meme.
Kitten memes always help, right?
I can just be in a soupy mess of experiencing the loss, and she will just send the most perfect kitten meme, and it does make a difference in how I'm experiencing the loss, and it puts a point or two over in the recovery column. And so, the recovery from loss is not a solo. Sticking with our music metaphor, it is an ensemble effort. And that's what we're doing. I mean, and I remember last winter that there was a loss of power that went on for days for Shadows. And I was like, oh my God, people were okay. Well, ish. There were people really suffering, and it was lovely how, as we would very, very briefly talk about it, because she had no power, so we needed to make sure that her phone would still work. And she's like, look, there are people hurting far more than me not being able to get online and stay warm. There are people in real, and so there's something about being able to, even in very few words, talk about loss that helps to set perspective. And that's why I think it is so important when you're experiencing that to don't play it solo, because you need to be able to adjust that perspective. And you can only do that with another human being, or two, or three, or however many feel appropriate and safe for you at the time. So, what else came to mind for you, Greg?
Just the fact that you can't do it alone, that you were talking about, you really can't do it alone, and you shouldn't try to, seek help. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all.
I'd just like to say that Alessandra's musical metaphor is so apt because this is a non-violin community, accordion Alessandra, and we encourage people to just stop by and say cello anytime, but maybe that's just her trying to drum up membership.
Oh, Devin's the king of the dad jokes, in case you couldn't pick up on that. So I definitely think it's that time again. You've wasted some perfectly good time listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else. But how about you? Seriously though, how does loss affect your creative work? We'd be interested to learn that. Let us know at creativeworkhour.com. Come back again next week and look at the show notes, and there'll be some resources.